safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? What's happening? Yeah, welcome to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, man. Episode 327. Got a pretty good subject that we're going to talk about tonight, man. 10 reasons. To listen to indie music. 10 reasons. Just 10. There's a lot of reasons, but we're going to name, I'm going to name my top 10. What I think is the top 10 reasons that you'd be better off listening to, you know, independent music instead of quote unquote mainstream music. And I'll be opening up the phone lines, of course, as usual with our quote unquote talk segments. I think I'm going to play a little bit of music. I also have an interview to do halfway through here. Around the 9 o'clock hour. But I'm going to also ask my listeners on the phone line, what do they think? Well, A, if they listen to indie music, and if they do, why? Which do they prefer? And also take some of their reasons, you know what I mean? But I've got my reasons, and that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show, all right? Couple of notes before we get started. Pay attention. If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and they want to get music submitted to our show for our Illa Kill segments or our Subway segment, tell them the email address is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's the letter K, the number 100, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? Send us your music, MP3 format. It doesn't have to be radio edited because it's internet radio, so we can say what the hell we want to say over here. Another reason why you should listen to independent music and radio. All right, independent radio. I'm gonna do 10 reasons to listen to independent radio also, which you can pretty much take what I'm gonna say about independent artists and just say radio after it, and then just apply it to this, because we get to say what we want to say, unfiltered, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's another good thing about us. And even though XM does it, I don't charge you a fee to listen. You already paid your fee when you paid for your Comcast, or if you got the app when you paid for your T-Mobile. By Verizon bill, whatever the fuck you got. Anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K1's Radio. That's where you can stream us live. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. ChainlessEntertainment.com, www.chainless, ChainlessEntertainment.com. That's the parent site for K1's Internet Radio. You can listen to replays of the show there. We don't stream live via that site, but that is the home company. And you can go back and listen to the shows after they've aired live, which normally they pop up there probably about 2 hours after they air live. And you can always go back and listen to all the other ones over there. So just go check it out, ChainlessEntertainment.com. Or if you have a iPad, iPhone, whatever, any kind of iGadget, whatever, and you use iTunes, then we have an official podcast in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Just go launch your iTunes or whatever. Then when you go to the iTunes store, click where it says podcast. Quickest way to find us is just type in search K100 Radio and you'll see the middle finger, and that's us. Totally free, doesn't cost you anything, and it's a real easy way for you to keep track of us and stay up with us if you can't hear us live. Like if you work the late shift or whatever, this is the time when you spend with your kids in the evenings or whatever, but you want to hear all the shows, if you got an iPad and all that kind of little shit like that, great way for you to stay organized with the sequential order of the shows and everything. And it's totally free, doesn't cost you anything. All you gotta do is just like syncing your music up. Just plug your phone or whatever in and hit sync, and it's going to download the latest episodes of K100 for you, all right? And it is free. It is free. Free to subscribe to the podcast, okay? Now then, back to the nature at hand. I got so many reasons. I could do 30 reasons why you should listen to any music. I could do 30, 40 reasons. But coming up with 10 and having to explain them all one by one, pros and cons, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I figure that's enough. Plus, when the people get on the phone lines, 347-934-0966, by the way, to hit the phone lines. If you're listening to me live, remember, we're only live 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Thursdays. If you listen to the podcast, the replay, you call that line, you're going to get a little computer voice. All right. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Oh, well, real quick, though, I want to give a shout-out. I'll give a shout-out to the good people who had the Atlanta Underground Music Awards last night. Last night was the Atlanta Underground Music Awards. I attended that. We didn't win. Grew up a best supportive online radio show. I got more votes than everybody, but then the number of votes wasn't the only thing that determined whether or not you were gonna win. Obviously, what's the fucking point of voting though? But I'm not gonna get into it, even though I know for a fact I had more votes than the people who won. It's not the point, because I like the people who won too. I'm no problem with them. Shouts out to Hot Talk Radio. I'm just saying I had more votes, that's all I'm saying. But it wasn't only by votes. I don't know what the other stuff was determining, but we didn't win anyway. But still, the event pulled off great. You know what I'm saying? Pulled off great. You know what I'm saying? So it was great. It was downtown at the 14th Street Playhouse, and there was a lot of people there, industry people, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it was great, man. You know what I'm saying? It was good to see indie artists get accolades. You know what I'm saying? For hard work that they do. It's really hard to be an independent artist because people say, you know, it's because you got everything else. You got real life issues that get in the way. You know what I'm saying? You got real life issues that get in the way when you're an indie artist. You get in your own goddamn way once you get on. If you do some stupid shit and get locked up or whatever when you're famous or whatever, then you get in your own damn way. But as an indie artist, a lot of times life gets in the way and hinders you from going hard and doing what you got to do to get yourself out there as an artist, because you got to eat in the meantime, all right? And so, you know, the dedication that it takes to be an indie artist and really go hard and be serious with it, you got to love it. You know what I'm saying? You got to love it or you got to have some money. One of the two. Anyway, let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. We'll go to the phone lines. Remember, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. And follow me, yours truly, at Blizzom. Let's go. So, I'm reading from the synopsis, and then I'll go ahead and I'll get into the discussion. There's a digital war going on in hip-hop, right? All right? The battle lines have been drawn, all right? And they've been fought over. And you win some and you lose some, as they say. But to me, if you are really tuned in to the indie hip hop artist, you to me are ahead of the game, I should say. So this is the thing, all right? The music that you hear on the radio is not controlled by people that have a lot in common with you. I don't know if you knew that. When you're listening to FM radio, you're probably listening to what some middle-aged white person decided should be played, or what somebody that has way more money than you decided they wanted to hear. All right, it's not necessarily what you're not gonna. It's not gonna always be relatable to what you're going through. It's not gonna. It may not be beneficial, informative. It may not be positive. Whatever, a zillion reasons. It's just that FM radio is controlled now, since they basically killed all the independent radio stations and they tried to choke the life out of them with Clear Channel and Radio 1. You only got these two conglomerates that's controlling the airways of FM radio. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, I'm going to be talking a lot about the indie artists and the indie music, but at the end of the day, independent radio kind of falls just in the same lockstep with that. You know what I mean? So, the music that you hear on major mainstream radio is not controlled by people that have a lot in common with you. Also, with the videos that you see on 106 and Park and stuff like that, whoever picks and determines that stuff. I'm not saying all of it is, none of it don't have, you can't relate to any of it. I'm just saying most of the time, it's the what is played on those airwaves is really not what's going on in the hood, I guess you could say. The sad reality to it all is, you know, keeping in mind one truth when it comes to music. Everybody likes what they like when it comes to music. That's the first part of that. Everybody likes what they like. But just like everybody likes what they like and everybody's an individual, at the same time, we can all be programmed to like what other people want us to like. It's funny how us highly intelligent beings being us human beings, can at times be no different from a herd of cattle. You know? You know how you herd cattle up and they just do one thing to make them all kind of line them up and move them and push them and, you know what I'm saying, get the horses to run beside them and make them kind of go the direction that they want them to go. It's kind of the same principle with radio. It's the same principle with radio. Radio, you can be trained to like something or at very least tolerate something that you would never have listened to had you just had the option to just turn it off or option to say whether or not that gets played repeatedly in wherever arena that you are. You know what I'm saying? And that's the funny thing about music. It's all individual taste, but you can be programmed. Ain't that crazy? You ever thought of that? So tonight I'm going to give you some reasons that I think that you would be better off listening to independent music, all right, than you would be listening to quote-unquote mainstream music. I'm not saying don't listen to mainstream music. I just think that you would be better off. Better off. Not saying that, you know, all mainstream music is whack, because there are some great artists that I listen to in the mainstream, you know? Don't get it twisted. You have to, well, no, I was going to say something that was going to be hypocritical. I was about to say, you have to be talented to make it that far, but that's just simply not true nowadays. That's just not, it's just not anymore. But I will say that you do have to be a grinder. No one's going to give you a deal. You do have to work for it. You're going to have, even if you got the hookup, quote unquote, you still have to make the people love you. You still have to go out, perform, hit the studio, whatever. You may not be that talented, but you still got to go through the motions. Okay, you're not just going to sit. You're not going to sit in your house and just, you know, rap to yourself and all of a sudden someone's going to give you a deal and then you're going to blow up and then you're going to sell a million records and then you're going to get on tour and you're going to get sponsorships and DJs are going to want to fucking kiss your ass and shove your music down everybody's throat 24/7. It's not going to work like that by sitting on your ass. So one thing that mainstream artists and independent artists have in common is they did have to work for it. They did have to work for it. Some harder than others, some longer than others. Everybody has their own way that they got in the game, but believe you me, even the big boys had to work. The Kanyes of the world and the Jay-Z's, those guys rode around with their CDs and demos and worked and was opening up for other people and working with and doing tracks, doing all the other stuff before they became where they're at right now. Eminem, T.I., whatever, all those guys were underground artists at one point, going out, doing shows, pressing up their own shit, trying to get a deal. Okay, pretty much everybody goes through that walk. The difference is now that you don't even necessarily have to be quote-unquote, I don't feel talented to get pushed to the next level is what I'm saying. But everybody has to grind. Some longer, some harder, but you, no one just gives it. Well, maybe Diggy Simmons. What? Did I say something wrong? Fuck out of here. Anyway, I'm not a Diggy Simmons hater. I'm just saying, he's Diggy Simmons. Did he really have to work for it? Fuck you if you don't agree. But before we get into it, okay? Before we get into the brouhaha, remember 347-934-0966. I'm not a Diggy Simmons hater. I'm just saying he didn't have to work. Like, really? Did Diggy have to go do open mics? Did Diggy have to submit his demo? Stop it. I'm just saying. We all know it's true. You know, it's like when your pop owns a car company and then you end up going into the car business. Nah, really didn't have to work. It's like a bush and some oil money. Anyway, I digress. So now, before we get into my top 10 reasons why, I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons why the negative side of independent music, independent artists. And there are a lot. There are so many, but fuck all of y'all. I'm not going to focus on that much negative. I'm trying to sell you on the notion. I'm trying to sell you on independent music and indie artists tonight. So I'm not going to just spend an excessive amount of time telling you what's fucked up about it. Because there's some fucked up shit about it, but some fucked up stuff about mainstream radio. Okay, so anyway, a couple of reasons, though, that I can tell you a couple of negatives before we get into the positives, okay? One negative that I happen to jot down myself, and if you're on the phone lines, feel free to press number one or whatever and let me know that you want to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? That you want to holler at me. I mean, I see a couple people on the phone line, so if you want to talk, make sure you press the number one on the keypad and so you can give me your opinion. If not, I don't want to be talking all, just talking myself all night. I might play a little music too also just to break the monotony if nobody, you know, doesn't want to engage in the conversation, which... That's not true, because people are already raising their hand, but still. But first thing I say, this is me personally now. All of this, of course, is my opinion at the end of the day. The music, well, not all of it. Some of it's factual, but we'll talk about that. The music, one negative thing about indie music, indie artists, is that the music may not sound as big and clear as major artists. You know what I mean? The sound, like when you pop in a Dr. Dre CD or a Kanye CD, you know it's going to be mixed. You know it's going to be mastered. You're not going to worry about, it's not going to be, sonically, it's going to be A1, okay? You're not going to have any sonic issues. Is it distorting or is it, you know, does it sound better in your headphones but not so good in your car, in the club? Is it too much bass and stuff like that? Sonically, there's like a very small percentage that it comes out of a major label situation and it sonically sounds bad. That almost never happens, and if it does, somebody's probably going to get fired somewhere up in there. Some A&R, some engineer, some studio, somebody's going to pay if that happens, and it's an artist that's actually signed to a major label, because you know you're going to have a budget to go to the big studios, and you're going to be able to pay for the great producers with the great sounds and everything, and you're going to be recording on $1 million equipment instead of a little Pro Tools set up in your home. If you don't know what Pro Tools is, I just don't have the time to explain it to you in this cast. It's just too much. I can't do it. Anyway, so the sound of the music may not sound as good all the time as major artists. Now, any artists take their time and they do go ahead and spend the money, some kind of however they scrape it up and get it together, whether they hustle it, you know what I'm saying, working 9 to 5, whatever, and invest in themselves and go to good studios and get their stuff mixed and mastered. Because so don't think that all indie music sounds like trash, because that's just not true. I'm just saying, most of the time, if you go up and pick 10 indie artists at an open mic or at a showcase or whatever, and you go pick up 10 CDs out of FYE, I'm guaranteeing you all 10 of those CDs out of FYE are going to sonically sound good. It's a 99% chance. And out of those 10 from an open mic or a showcase, it's going to be a couple of those that sound like shit. Sonically. Just recording-wise. That's all I'm saying. So that's one negative of indie artists. And that's because simply they don't have the money to afford the facilities or the studio time and everything to get it right. If they, trust me, no one wants their art to come out subpar. It's all about what your money can do and also what your expertise and knowledge of the game is. Because when you first come into the game as an independent artist, people tend to try to take advantage of you a lot. And if you don't have a trained ear, what sounds good in the studio may not necessarily sound good once you put it down to a CD or whatever. So, you know, they're in the studio bobbing their head like, yeah, that sounds great. That's because you listen to it through some $700 monitors. So everything sounds great, but that's not what it's going to sound like when somebody's riding around in a Honda Accord. Or some DJ cranks it up and runs it through an amplifier, and it's running through some cheap-ass fucking RCA jacks, some shit. And, you know, it's just so much technical jargon that I could go back and forth with you about, but they don't know sometimes. So sometimes it's just the fact they can put out what they can afford to, and sometimes they just get fucked over by bullshit studios who just want to get their money, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. But then again, they know the artists don't know what they're listening to either. Right. So sonically, might not sound as clear as a major artist, all right? That's one reason, all right? Second reason that I could say... The good music and artists are often harder to find, since they're not promoted as much. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you got it, when you got, you, let's say you got a couple of, in, like K100 Radio, you can listen to my show, you know what I mean? And you can tell that all the music that we get sent into the show or whatever is not like all the artists. Even when we go through Illakill, we kill a lot of shit. And even some shit slides through that I'm just like, wow, really, it made it. But we still play it, you know what I'm saying? Because whatever reason, it made it through Illakill. But the point is, it's more, it's at the top, it's like a cone. It's like a cone. At the bottom of the barrel of the music industry and the artist pool, it's lots and lots of people at the bottom. It's a cone. It's wide at the bottom, lots and lots and lots. And then it gets narrower as you go up. The higher up you get to the echelons of artists, the smaller it gets. There's only a handful of Jay-Z's and Lil Wayne's in the world. You know what I'm saying? And then under that, you got a couple of, you know what I'm saying, people who are on. You got more people who may be at a you know, a mid-level, like a Meek Mills or something like that right there. They're not mega super rich superstars, but they're, you know, Talib Kweli's and stuff like that. People know about them. They're nationwide. And then you got people that's kind of come down a little bit, step down a little bit, and you got them, they regional. They kind of blowing up in their own little region. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that would be Cash Out from right now, coming out of the South or something like that right there. You know what I'm saying? People that's just coming up. You know what I'm saying? And then you go all the way down, and it's more people in that one than it is Jay-Z's. And then up under that, you got people like myself and other people who really go hard, and they're out here and stuff, and they got a nice little following. There's thousands and thousands of us. You can see us, we can Google us, you can find us, but we don't have major budgets or promotions to become all up in your face with it, you know what I'm saying, to just be average, everyday names all across the nation, the world, right? And then you got even people that's even, that's just me. Then there are even more of people that's under me who just starting out, who just now got like a 3-song demo, a little something, or maybe 1 or 2 songs up on a Reverb Nation or something, and they just kind of start, it's way, way, way more of them than it is of me. People that may be, you know, on places like Pandora and iTunes and everything, but maybe you've never heard of them and stuff like that, that make music and have albums out, but just haven't blown up or haven't got that next plug. So as it goes down and filters down, it's more wider. So when you're coming through independent artists, there's a lot more to choose from. And so if keeping that in consideration, when you just think about the sheer numbers, there's no way you're going to get exposed to them all. If no one doesn't tell you about it, and what's the odds of you, what's the odds of someone telling you about it? Where do you get your music? You know what I mean? Are you getting your music? Are you hearing your music on the internet? Are you hearing your music in the club? Is that how you're finding the new shit that you're listening to? So when you take that into consideration, it's going to be even harder for you to find the great indie artists, because it's so many, you're going to be inundated and flooded with so much music from artists that aren't good, because it's so many more down at the bottom. No disrespect, but it's just more artists that just are not polished, are not ready. The music isn't done right. It's not mixed right. It's not ready. And it's so many more of those. And then you have to filter through all those and then find the good ones. So the good music and the good artists are often harder to find because we're not as promoted as much. You have to actually literally search and seek us out. We have to connect with you some kind of way, because they're not playing it every day. Every time you go to the club, you don't hear us. Every time you turn and get in your car and you're on your way to work, you don't hear us. We're out here, but it's harder to find because we're not promoted. And then there's even more of us. So even when you go searching a little bit, try to find some new music, it's so many of us. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, you can listen to 10 of us then don't like us at all before you find one that you like. You know what I mean? So it's a downside to independent music. You know what I'm saying? Getting to the good artists is a little bit more difficult. You know what I mean? If you're a great artist and you're at the top echelon, trust me, when Jay-Z, Nas, Eminem, great artists like that right there, when they drop a fucking album, you will fucking know about it. Guaranteed. You won't miss that release. You'll know they're coming out with a single. You know they got a new song out because everybody's fucking playing a single and everybody's fucking telling you about it every time you click on some shit and you seeing the fucking Jay-Z's new shit and he's all interviewing here and there and whatever. It's the difference. So it's easy to find those good guys, those guys. You know when their album's coming out. You don't know when our album's dropping if you fucking know of it. And that's a big if. All right. One more negative and then I'm going to answer a couple of calls we got. 444-447, Blessed Child. I'm gonna ask you guys line. All right. Another negative. Trust me, I'm getting to the positive. I'm just getting all the negative shit out of the way. So I want nobody to be like, ah, he's just hyping up. Nah, I'm an indie artist myself, and I got love. This is an independent artist show. So I'm telling you, I know the negatives. But at the end of the day, I can give you 10 good reasons why you should fuck with it. One more negative. you may not be able to get the independent artist music the way that you like to get your music, right? Because indie artists tend to not always have music available in every format. Now, what that means is, if I'm Jay-Z, right, when Jay-Z drops a record, the record is going to be anywhere you're going to get music from. It's going to be on every one of these little downloadable sites and stuff like that, if you want to get it or whatever. Not all the free shit, not the free shit, but if you want to find a Jay-Z, if you want to find a new Jay-Z song, it's going to be at the click of a button. You can just hit Google and just find it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And you're going to be able to find it 9 times out of 10, whatever way you listen to your music. Whether you listen to your music via Pandora, buying CDs, downloading on iTunes, whatever way you get your music, the way you download, it's going to, if you're a cheap motherfucker and don't want to pay for shit and you just want to go to file sharing sites, it's going to be on there because it's Jay-Z. All the bootleggers and everybody going to have it. If all you buy is bootlegs, they ain't going to have it. Give it a minute. He'll have it. You're going to be able to find that product that you want from that artist that you already know about, which goes back to the second point. All right, you're going to be able to. It's going to be accessible with any artist. Not so much. Any artist don't have their music everywhere. Only certain indie artists. And you got to really be on your grind to be just everywhere digitally. You're going to find most of the independent artists going to be on like live mixtapes, DatPiff, because everybody's in the mixtape revolution. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Everybody is doing that. So you got those vessels that you can go find any artist, but then when you get to DatPiff, it's a million motherfuckers on there. And you got to filter and you got to go through one. Here we go again. The pool is huge. You know what I'm saying? And so it's different. So maybe the only way you listen to music is on Pandora. Well, if you knew how difficult it was to get on Pandora, and trust me, I'm on Pandora, and I know. It ain't gonna happen in a week or two. And then you still can't just get on there. You still steps you have to take. You know what I'm saying? And so it's not the indie artists are not everywhere. Every indie artist, even if he tight, you may hear his song in the club or whatever and like it. But what if all you listen to your music on is your iPod and all you do is download music off iTunes? Guess what? That artist might not be on iTunes where you heard that song. Maybe you're going to have to take an extra step to go find that artist. Now, if you want to find it, you will, like with anything else. But what I'm saying is, with any artist, the third reason is you may not be able to get it the way you like to get your music, because any artist, more often than not, don't have their music available in all formats everywhere in any way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you know how many artists that you may like or that you may hear on the internet, but you really ain't the internet type of person, so you want the CD, but then again, all they got is a DatPiff upload. They ain't even got no physical CDs pressed up ever since. But then again, it was a point when the internet wasn't popping and everybody started listening to their music on the internet only, and then cats just had CDs. So, sometimes any artist may have just a DatPiff, or sometimes they may just have a CD and not be on that. I don't know. It's so different, but with an indie artist, you're going to run the risk of the way you listen to the music may not be where their music may not be there. What if all you do is watch YouTube videos and that's the only way you listen to new shit? Because you're a YouTube freak. Well, what if this artist couldn't afford to shoot a video for his music? And there you have it. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 404-447. What up, though? Who's this?
What's good, brother? It's your boy Ray Money, man. Kyle checking in with the big homie. What's happening?
What's happening, man? Thanks for tuning into the show. So, what do you think about what I said so far? First of all, before we get into the positive stuff, what do you think about what I said about the negative?
I agree with a lot of that, the negative side of it, because it's right about what you're saying, and then a lot of it come down to when you really look at it. You know, it's all about the budget. Like, I know people say don't complain about the budget. You can't complain about money. Can't talk about money. Don't think about money. But when you really look at it, the reason why a lot of these major artists are out is A, because of talent, B, because of time, and last but not least, because of money. If you have the money, you can make the time to take the talent on to another level where people from all over basically can get a hold of your music, and all formats, all ways, shapes, forms, you know, whatever the case may be, and it's easy to be accessible with money, you know, and I think that's one of the biggest problems about being an independent artist, that most of us lack the budget to really be able to push the product all the way to the point where it's accessible to the man to make more money to push the product even more, you know?
Right,
exactly. And so I'm not, because once I start telling you the good reasons why you should rock with us indies, you're gonna really feel me. You're gonna feel my pain. You know what I'm saying? But before I start giving my reasons, give me like what if somebody can't? You're an independent artist, Ray Money, y'all. Ray Money is an independent artist. He's got music on the show. That's in rotation on the show. You feel me? And he calls the show, and he's an independent artist. He out here on his grind. What's like, just off the rip? Somebody say, man, that independent shit, man. I don't know, man. I don't know about it, man. What's the first thing you're gonna say to try to sell him on it? Like, you know, what are you gonna tell him? Why should he listen to some independent shit?
First, I want to know where you're coming from. Are you in the field? Are you in music? Do you do music for music? Or do you do it for the musician side, or you do it for the monetary side? If it's the monetary side, I look at it like this. In the front end, I kind of agree with you, but you got to understand that's in the front end. On the back end, you collect all your money. You get your whole 99 cents, not 15% out of that dollar for every single that you sell. Now, if you're doing it for the art or the art side, you know, and not so much at the commerce side, you got to think about it. You need to do whatever you want to do. There's nobody standing over you telling you, don't rap like that because we want you to sound like 2 Chainz, or don't rap like that because we want you to sound like Jeezy, or, well, this style hot right now, so you rap like that because that's what's going to sell. And then you'll be under less pressure, and you'll be able to be free, and then actually you'll be able to bring another facet or another level to the game, because there's a lot of talented cats out here that get boxed in because they chasing that deal and get told this is what to do, because at the end of the day, when there's money involved, this is your job. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I would try to sell them on the fact that if you're doing the art side, man, keep it. You can always be able to keep whatever you want and be able to do your own self. You don't have to lose yourself to whatever the powers that be tell you how it's supposed to go. And then if you in it for the commerce side, for the money side, your money gonna come to you tenfold once you start getting the ball to rolling. So you just have to be, you know, you have to be patient and have to wait. You know what I mean?
Right.
You sign yourself.
Exactly. That's a good reason. I like that reason. I'm going to get ready to go into mines in a second. I want you to hang on and tell me what you think about it. All right? I like what you're saying. Oftentimes, by the way, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Got a couple people on the phone lines. Don't be scared to talk, though, but let me know that you want to talk, all right, by pressing the number 1 on your keypad. All right? And give me – I want to hear from some consumers, too, because I don't want just artists only. I want to hear from – listen to me. If you're listening to the show – right, and whether it be through the internet or if you're on the phone line, because I got quite a few people on the phone lines, but I got some over here that's just listening on that side. They haven't hit the number 1 and said they want to talk. If you're a consumer and you do listen to independent music, I really want you to hit the number 1 so I can talk to you, all right, because I want to know why do you listen to independent music, if you do, you know what I'm saying? All right, real quick, Ray Money, let me take Bless Child. I'm gonna come back to your phone in a second, though. All right,
I'm here.
All right, Bless Child, what's up, homie? Thanks for calling into the show, appreciate it. All right, the homie from Jersey checking in. He always checks into the show. Shouts out to people who call the show all the time, no matter what. It's like, anyway, if we talking, if we playing music, whatever, I know the homie right here. If Bless Child ain't on the phone, I'm concerned about the brother going on in this man's life. What's up, homie? Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it.
Maintaining, man.
Absolutely. So what do you think about, first of all, I'd like to know, what do you think about the negatives that I said about independent music? You know, they may not sound as clear. The music is often harder to find, and you may not get it. It may not be available the way that you listen to music. Do you find that to be a problem, especially number 3, when you're trying to listen to some independent artists? You know, how do you listen to your music? Like, if you listen to your music on your phone or whatever, maybe they don't have an app or something like that. Like, you know, a lot of people just don't log onto the internet. They got their phones. They got the new phones now. This is why I try to tell independent artists. Sometimes these guys are behind the times. Like, everybody's rocking with their phone now, homie. So trying to have your music some kind of way on a phone where people can come on their phone and listen to it is paramount. You know, it's really important that you do that. You know what I'm saying? Some artists, I've tried to drill that into their head, man. Don't just be so closed-minded because you want your music available in every format. And I noticed that with independent artists, that's a problem. Sometimes people say, I like it, but I don't, the only way I relate to my music, man, I be on my phone listening to my shit. And you got some music, can I, you got an app or something I can check out? And motherfuckers be like, no. But what do you think about what I said so far about the negatives?
I agree with it totally, man. It's hard. It's harder now than it was back in the day. Because back in the day, you had real DJs that wasn't treated like artists. But now DJs are treated like artists. Back in the day, you had your doo-wop, you had your down south DJs, and they played that underground.
Right.
With the majors, the artists.
Right.
So back in the day, DJ gave you that chance. Now. It's, like you said, it's hard to find, man. You got to search, hear this, hear that. Like you said, it's a budget. You know what I mean? It's like, basically, man, I agree with all that, man. Like I said, times don't change, man. Like I said, man, back in the day, you had DJs, like one of my homies was doing something with doo-wop.
Back in
the day, John Black. He's an independent artist. You heard John Black all over the world. He was an independent artist.
Right.
Nowadays, man, you don't get that no more. Like you said, you got to search. And for the answer to that, to the independent artist, man, don't tell nobody you got an independent artist. You feel me? Don't tell them that. Just tell them, look, man, truthfully, that's how you play the game. Tell them, look, man, I just copped this new CD, man. You got to check this shit out. It's hot as hell.
Right.
When he bopped his head too, like, yeah, dog, that's me. So you can't deny that you wasn't feeling me.
Right. Yeah, oftentimes I know that I tell the thing that I do, me personally, now, especially since I got K100 radio and stuff now going on, and this is popping, I can still introduce someone and tell someone that I'm in the music business, and this is just me personally. I can introduce myself to someone, it gives me such a leverage, and I'm telling you, it works so much better. But now I understand. You feel me? You can actually, in my position, I can meet someone and I can tell someone I'm in the music business, right? Even though I'm an artist and I'm an active artist and everything, when I introduce myself to most people, I tell them, oh, what do you do? I'm in the music business. I got an entertainment company, internet radio station. At that moment right there, they've removed themselves from thinking that how some people get kind of aggravated with independent artists when they come up to them like, oh my god, here's another guy with a CD and it's probably whack and blah blah blah, which goes into the other situation that I was talking about. It is more whack music at the bottom because it's more artists that are out here trying it, you know what I'm saying? So of course at the bottom of the cone you're going to have more people, thus more of a chance of hearing some whack shit. It's just sheer numbers, okay? It's common sense. It's not rocket science. But like Blessed Child just said, you know, you don't even tell nobody that that's you or whatever. I do that so much. I just play music or I play stuff, and I just play it with the assumption. I let people hear stuff or hear episodes of the show or whatever, and I never really tell them that if one of the songs is mine or whatever. I just ask them what they think or whatever, just to get their honest feedback, because oftentimes people, and which is why I do Ill or Kill, people don't want to, quote-unquote, hurt someone's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Or they don't want to say anything bad about the person because that person is right there. Like if you hand somebody a CD and they look at your CD and your graphics look like shit, they don't want to say, man, your graphics look like shit. I ain't finna listen to this bullshit. It's probably whack. They're just gonna say, nah, no thanks, man. I'm good. When actually it was the fact that your graphics look like a fucking third grader colored on that shit. So things like that right there. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go ahead and get to the positive things right now. I'm gonna take one more call real quick. And we'll get to the positive things, the reasons why I feel like it's better if you listen to independent music. No matter, even with all these negatives, these top 10 reasons I got to tell you is going to outweigh that. All right? It's going to outweigh all this stuff I'm saying right now in this first portion of the show. 770-335. What up, though? Who's this?
Hey, what's up with it, man? Who this right here?
This Blizzum. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Blizzum, man? This is Drop, man.
What's going on, homie?
Oh, nothing, man. Just calling in, man, to show some love, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all been showing a whole lot of love on Twitter and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Big Folk told me he fuck with y'all, you know what I'm saying, Thursday, man. I meant to come out there and fuck with y'all, man.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, shout out to you, homie. I'm glad you're calling in to the show. Yeah, we play Big Folk, you know, the Rilla and all that stuff. We got them stuff, that stuff in the rotation right now. You know, this is all about the independent artists over here. Matter of fact, this particular episode 327. This is we're talking about the top 10 reasons that you should listen to independent music. You know what I'm saying? That's what the whole discussion of the show is about. Tonight we're doing more of a talk segment, more so than playing music. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about that. I'm giving people the top 10 reasons I feel that it's better listening to indie artists than mainstream artists. And that's basically what we're finna get into right now. What's going on with you? What you got popping?
You know, I'm out here, man. I'm trying to get a little money, man, and just stay out of trouble, man. But I feel like, man, you know what I'm saying, as far as the indie artists, man, like, it's more, you get more of the artist as opposed to what they want you to hear. You know what I'm saying? You get more of the artist as far as you know who you like it for, who they are, instead of the image that was built for them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, bro? Hold on, let me give you a hand clap. You know why I'm giving you that hand clap?
What's up?
No, seriously, you know why I'm giving you that hand clap?
Why is that?
Because that's my actual number 10 on my list. I'm about to start my list right now, and that's literally number 10. Number 10, ladies and gentlemen. The music is controlled by the artist, not a label. So you hear exactly what the artist wants you to hear. That's my number 10 reason right there. I'm starting from 10 going up to 1. That's number 10 right there. That's funny that you even said that. I can't make it up. If you're my Facebook friends, they already know, because I already put out what my first five was, and I said I'm going to expose the last five on the show. That's literally number 10. Number 10 says the music is controlled by the artist, not a label, and there is no buffer zone. You hear what the artist wants you to hear.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
But you know who you like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't be fooled.
Right.
You can't hear a single and be like, oh, okay, this guy go in, and then you spend $7.99 or $10.99 on a CD, and you like, oh, man, this dude whack for real.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because oftentimes a single or a song that's released that's really being pushed by artists is not going to be, sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't, but in the indie circuit, it's going to be less of a chance that it's really far off from what the rest of the project is sounding like, for the most part. Now, sometimes you do have artists who make singles because they're trying to get played, but that's not really what they do. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's really not our fault as independent artists, because we're at the mercy of the game at the end of the day. You feel me? As indie artists, we're at the mercy of the game because we're trying to eat off this and we're trying to get exposed, but it's a game that DJs, clubs, whatever want to play, programmers, whatever want to play. It's certain things that they want you to be able to, they want you to talk about or say or whatever. And even when it comes down to just getting hot, it's certain quote-unquote swag or beat that DJs want to play right now. And so you have to make a certain song to get played in the club, which is the major place that you want to get exposed and stuff like that. Now, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But sometimes artists, even like myself, I'll bend a little bit and color outside of the lines of what I like to do just because I'm trying to get this particular club played in the strip club. So, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I may step out my lane a little bit just because I want a song that's getting played in that particular venue, because I know a DJ here or two there. And so I make a song that necessarily not really my forte per se, but I'm trying to go there because I want to get it played in that particular.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that happens.
Because
the
point is to get heard.
Yeah, yeah. That's the point.
That's
but you do
point.
Have to. Yeah, but a lot of times, like you got independent hip hoppers, they'll never get played in the club unless they actually just collab with somebody or some shit, because they don't make that kind of music at all. You feel me? So it's interesting that you just said that, because that literally is number 10. That's crazy. But I'm glad you called into the show, man. Stand by. I'm going to name some more reasons right now. We're going to go ahead and get to this discussion, all right? We're welcome to hang around.
All right, bro.
All right, stand by. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to say a couple of more, then we'll go to another caller. We got somebody on the phone line, 850 checking in. They want to holler at me, all right? Down from Florida, and we'll see what they got to say. But let me go ahead and go. So it's crazy, though. I'm not even making it up. He said that, and my number 10 reason is literally what he said, almost word for word. So, I mean, I couldn't have picked that one better. My number nine reason, you have a wider pool of, this is the pro side of the con that I said earlier. Remember, I said one of the cons is it's more music, it's more artists in the pool, you feel me, and it's harder to find a good artist. But then again, my number nine reason is also the flip side of that con, because there's a pro side to that. You have a wider pool of artists to choose from, and even more so when it comes to where you live and where you represent. Now, let me stop the music. Make no mistake about what I'm saying, because I want to make sure I'm getting heard perfectly clear right now. Okay, if you're from Chicago, Atlanta, Florida, New York, whatever, at the end of the day, right now, if I tell you nationwide, you know what I'm saying, who represents Chicago, first thing you're going to come to your mind is going to be Kanye West and Public Common. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a whole bunch more artists that's ripping Chicago. I'm just using Chicago as an example. I could do Atlanta, but then I'm based in Atlanta, and so then I have to go back and forth about who I said ripping the A right now. I don't feel like going through with these niggas. You know, I have to say what the fuck I want to say. It's my goddamn show. But the point is this. Back to my point. Let me digress. I just picked a city that I'm not even broadcasting from. I'm doing Chi-Town, all right? Because I don't live in Chi-Town. So at the end of the day, I don't know who's in the trenches right now, because the only Chi-Town music I'm exposed to are Chicago artists that get played on this show, which is De-Stress, which is Windy City Slick, and one other artist, Reformatory Records, those guys, all right? That's it. That's it for me. Other than that, all I know who's repping the Chi like that is who the national radio people tell me, which is Ye, which is Common. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly, of course. And you know what I'm saying? People like that are, because I'm only going to hear so many Chicago artists because I'm not there. But when it comes to number nine, my number nine reason why it's good to listen to independent music, all right? You have a wider pool of artists to choose from, and even more so when it comes to where you live and represent. You can always go out to the local open mic showcases, whatever, you know what I'm saying, wherever independent music is sold in your locale or whatever, and get artists who repping Chicago hard body. I know for a fact it's more artists repping Chicago hard body. I just don't know about them because I'm not exposed to them because they're indies and their promotional budget isn't reaching my ears, even though I do internet radio. You feel me? I do internet radio, but their music is not going to necessarily reach my ears. You know, they still gotta get to me. They gotta find K100 like I gotta find them still, because I'm not the local FM radio. No one's just out saying, you know, they're trying to get the music FM radio in local Chicago more so than K100 radio. They should be trying to get it to K100 radio because it has a better chance of getting played on this particular show than it does on FM radio. But that's not the point. The point is, it's some hot ass artists in Chicago that I don't know shit about. And if you from Chicago and you want to hear that Chicago shit, you want to hear somebody talking about them blocks that you been growing up, you know what I mean? Talking about them clubs and shit that you be hitting, that you can relate to. Number nine, can't even deny it. All right, number nine, you can't deny it. You have a wider pool of artists to choose from, especially from your own locale. You know what I mean? So when you hearing some shit, you like Snoop Dogg and stuff, but nigga, you don't know nothing about LBC like that, so you don't feel it. But if you from Bed-Stuy, you really fucking with it when you hear Biggie or whoever else, because nigga, you talking about that hood that you know about. So number nine is a no-brainer. It's easy. Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense when you think about it. So far we've got the music is controlled by the artist and not the label. Yay. You got a wider pool of artists to choose from, and even more so when it comes to where you live and where you represent. Number eight. If they're a local group, then it won't cost you as much money to see them perform, right? If they're a local or regional act, you know what I'm saying? When Jay-Z comes to town, if he's a mega superstar and he come into Phillips Arena, nigga, you know them tickets ain't finna be $10. But if you find an independent artist that's in the area that you like, and you really like the music and you bumping it, if they doing a show in your area, it's a 90% chance that ticket will never ever cost you more than $20. And that's just because whatever going on at that venue, at that club. Period, point blank. You'll never pay $50 to see an independent artist perform. Never. It's not going to happen. No one's going to pay that. And any independent artist that try to pull it off, I bet that motherfucker be empty. I can guarantee it. He better be opening up for Jay-Z. And that's just the bottom fucking line to it. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Episode 327. 10 reasons. 10 reasons to listen to indie music. All right? straight up. So number eight, I really think number eight makes perfect sense because, you know, half the time you're going to probably see, if you're really feeling an independent artist and you like them, most of the time, especially they in your city, hell, if you're really feeling their music like that and they're performing somewhere in your city, it's probably going to be free, or you're probably going to be paying just the regular club price to get into the club, whatever the club charging you. You somewhere in the country, that might be $5, nigga. But you still get to see your nigga rock it. You still get to hear that one song get took off live for the Lotto. You ain't finna find no $5 Nicki Minaj tickets around this bitch. I bet that. Huh. Ain't a man. Next up, number seven. I'm gonna go to a call after this one. Number seven, all right? I got an interview coming up too also, so I'm gonna try and get like halfway down to five and shit before my interview come on the line. All right. Number seven. All right. I'm gonna open up the lines and I'm gonna let people talk about what I've said so far. You know, we got 10, 9, 8, we're on 7. All right. Number 7. If you like them, if you like the artist, you can probably talk to them directly and let them know what you think about their music. I want you to just try next time, if you're a Lil Wayne fan or whatever, I want you to just try. If you done paid your $50 to go to the VIP party at the party, because you ain't finna walk up on the motherfucking stage at the goddamn concert, nigga, you're not finna do that. But if you just happen to pay your $50 to get to the show, but you paid your other $30 to get into the motherfucking club, VIP, or some shit, so you could be within arm's reach of this nigga, I want you to try to go up and just speak, like, see what their security do. Just see what happens. Now, you done spent $50 on the concert. You done spent your hard-earned money to get into the club just to be in there because they in there. You done bought the motherfucking CD, and then you downloaded the other shit on iTunes. You done spent all kind of bread. You got a clothing line out. You bought the shirt and shit and bought the cologne for your boyfriend, whatever. All kind of shit. And can't even fucking have a conversation with that person. Not so much if you're an independent artist. If you're an independent artist and you love that artist like that, and you really feel their music and their movement, and you like everything about them, do you really think that independent artist you're not going to be able to walk up and say, I love your music? You think that independent artist ain't going to accept that? If he don't, he should stop what he's doing right fucking now. He'll never make it. He'll never fucking make it. I guarantee you that. If he does make it, he'll go up and he'll come back down in flames. Just give it time. Watch. Watch. That's called life. Alright? 347-934-0966. Alright? 10 reasons why listening to independent music is better than mainstream. I'm on number 7. If you like them, you can probably speak to them directly and let them know what you think about their music. You can have a conversation to these people. Hell, if they got a motherfucking Facebook and shit and you really like them like that, they probably gonna be able to accept your Facebook friend. You can follow them on Twitter. If you tweet them, they might tweet you back. Nigga, they should follow back. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with a motherfucking independent artist when he even got a motherfucking deal in the rotation trying to be a Twitter snob like he can't accept motherfucking, like he can't follow back, nigga. Fuck you. And your whole movement, nigga. You retarded. Literally. And your management and whoever control your Twitter is retarded. I'll tell you to your face. I can tell you on the show, too. 347-940-0966. I'm in the phone lines. 850. You on deck 919, you after this one. 850-319, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What up, Shay?
What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling into the show. What you got to say about what we're talking about so far?
Well, I just want to say, your number 9 especially is like one of my main reasons for listening to indie artists because I live in the South. And I don't always just like to listen to a lot of Southern music. Ain't nothing wrong with Southern style music, but that's just not what I primarily like to listen to. And if it wasn't for some indie music, you know, I probably wouldn't get exposed because on the radio down here, they only going to play what they want you to hear. They're not going to play, you know, they're not going to go out and research for you and try to find some other good music. They're going to play, you know, what's popular in this area. And if you not happen to just fit into, like, what's popular in this area, you're going to be asked out if you don't do your homework and go find music on your own.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's really, and I'm trust me, I'm from the South, and I don't listen to a lot of what I don't listen to a lot, a majority, especially now. Now, I don't listen to a majority of what was played on the radio. It's one of the particular stations in Atlanta I don't listen to ever.
It's not even pro. I never listen to it ever, because it's like a 90% chance of what's probably what's gonna be playing when I turn to that station. I'm not gonna want to hear. It's very high. You know what I'm saying?
Now.
So really? Yeah. So I don't, and I'm like that because I'm from the South, and I don't necessarily listen to what everybody think is hot. I like some of it, and some of it I don't. But that doesn't matter, because you're going to go with the masses. If more people like that, then they don't go around asking everybody what you want to hear. Okay, goddamn it. They're going to play whatever. And on top of that, you have to understand that radio is programmed by age. It's not programmed for, even though we know, and this is, let me start the music. Let me make sure I be perfectly clear on this note, all right? Because what you have to understand about radio is the radio doesn't really give a shit about anybody over the age of 25, really. You know what I'm saying? It's like 106 and Park doesn't. You know what I mean? And so even though hip-hop is not a baby anymore, and you've got people that are in their 30s, late 30s, early 40s, who grew up listening to hip-hop, who love hip-hop music, and they only really listen to hip-hop really still, but they're forced to listen to artists that they used to like that haven't been out in years, or artists that or classic albums, stuff they go on because they don't like what's being played now. But radio doesn't give a fuck. FM radio does not care. FM radio is not programming for the 30-year-old hip-hop lover. They don't give a shit about you at all. Trust me. I know this for a fact. And half the fucking DJs don't. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. So what she said rings so supreme. If you're in a, it's great, because if you're in a region where you like a style of music that isn't the prevalent style, then, you know, you thank God for the internet. But also, you may have a local artist from your area who may like that style, who may be on that style, who still represents your area and your hood. You don't have to go, if you do like if you're from the South and you like an East Coast, West Coast, or East Coast flow splitter type flow, well, there might be an independent artist from the South, from your area, who has that kind of flow and style, you feel me? But he can never blow up necessarily in your area, because everybody in your area more so likes 2 Chainz type of style, type of productions. You feel what I'm saying? Thus, it clashes. It clashes a lot. Because if you like that right there, you may like it, but if you want somebody that's representing your block and your hood that's on that particular style, who rap over that particular kind of beat, well, you have to find that independent artist, because they're not really pushing that kind of artist coming out of the city. So, again, ergo, you have it where the independent artist, again, comes into play and saves the day for the consumer. Very good point. I'm glad you brought it up. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for hitting that phone line, all right?
Absolutely.
Stand by. 919-344. What up, though? Who's this?
Blessed, what's happening, bro?
What's going on, man? What's popping? Who this?
It's Switch Slash right here.
Switch Slash, what's up, homie? What's happening, man?
I can't call it. You know, you already know the type of shit I'm on. For all artists that's listening, you know what I'm saying? It all boils down to showing love to your supporters. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You got to be open-minded in this game we call hip-hop. It's a game now. For all my people who take it serious, keep hitting for what it's hitting for. You know what I'm saying? You got to be open-minded. You got to have tough skin. You got to be able to take criticism. You know what I'm saying? You give it, you get it back. If criticism could be a good thing, you know what I'm saying? You got to be open-minded with this music now, you know what I'm saying? Because what you think you don't like, you might end up loving. I mean, look at half of the bullshit getting played on the radio. You know you ain't like half of this shit that been getting played for all of us. We go by, you heard it enough, now you back on the bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Well, that also goes to what I was talking about earlier, where in the synopsis of the show, I said, let me go back up here. I want to read what I said word for word. You know what I mean? Keep in mind one truth when it comes to music. We all like what we like. But we can all be programmed to like what someone else wants us to like. It's funny how highly intelligent beings like us human beings, we're supposed to be the smart people on the planet. But sometimes we have some behavior that reminds us that shit. Sometimes we can be just like cattle. We can be rounded up and trained and told where to go with our taste. And it's crazy, because your taste, what you like in music, is your own individual. It's you. It's up to you what you like. But at the end of the day, we've got this thing. They did. Trust me, they did experiments and they studied human behavior and realized the power of radio and TV, how you can indeed be programmed to like something out of repetition. You feel what I'm saying?
That's why they was created to brainwash, you know what I'm saying?
So you can. I feel what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm one of the people that you can't make me like something I don't like.
I know that's the fuck right. I'm the same way.
And so you can play Laffy Taffy a zillion times. Fucking sit me in front of fucking strap me down and say me, nigga, you're not gonna eat a fucking meal or you're gonna die of starvation until you really admit that you really love this song, and I'm gonna die of starvation.
That's real.
The record, homie, you're not gonna do
it. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so when you're dealing with independent artists and stuff like that, independent radio, you can bypass that because you're gonna be searching for what you want to search for. That's why I said
that's right.
Even with the majors, though, you still searching. You still got. I mean, on your FM radio dial, you still can change to 107, 103, or whatever else other station. You know what I'm saying? Or then if you ain't feeling none of it, pop a fucking CD in or your iPod in. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's gonna happen.
Yes, you still have options. But what I'm saying is, when it comes down to the end, it's not like you don't have options in at the top. You just have less options. You feel me? Because there's only so many major artists out. But at the bottom down here with the indies, it's a lot more. You just gotta. We do the whack. It's the whack and unprofessional one, not polished.
Yeah,
artists.
Yeah, it is. Everybody don't throw everything in the box. You know what I'm saying? Don't throw everything in the box. Listen to it, catch your hand. It might fuck you up, you know?
Right, exactly. Let me take a couple more calls and try to get to the more points. I think my interview is coming up on a second. My interview, they haven't told me what number they're calling from, so I'm looking at all these damn phone numbers trying to figure out, is that them? Is that them? I don't know. I'm trying to do this, man, because I hate when people don't tell me the number that the interview is calling me from, so then I have to look at the switchboard, and I got all these numbers. I'm trying to figure out, is that them? I don't know this number either. It's a little much. Let me try. Let me see. Hold on. All right, stand by. All right, 281-250. What's popping? Who's this?
What up? Noni Jr.
Noni Jr., what's happening, homie? What up, man?
What's going on with your fam?
And chilling, man. Long time no hear from, man. What you been up to, man? You ain't been on the show in a minute, though.
Man, I've been working, homie. Work, yeah, bitch, I'm working,
you know,
man.
I'm saying what you want, doing what you want. What the fuck you been doing?
Oh, man, you know, threesomes every day, foursomes every day, man. That's me.
Well, go ahead and tell me what you want. I got an interview coming up at the top of the hour. I got to make sure to see if they're on the phone lines. Please, if you're on the phone lines and you're my interview, I'm trying to contact the person who set it up to see what the number is. But I got about 20 people on the phone lines and a couple people with their hands raised. So just make sure you're pressing them for my interview. But real quick,
that question.
Go ahead. Let me start the music, all right, everybody. Episode 327. The top 10 reasons to listen to independent music. Give me a good reason why.
Man, I don't even have 10 reasons, dog, to listen to independent rap music.
Don't.
Or independent music. I'm gonna say my top reason. Top reasons will have to be because some of the independent artists will give you what will give you a good product. And basically, what I'm trying to say is, like, for people like me. People like you, we value different kind of music than what, you know, the 13-year-olds probably value. Probably is what I said, probably value.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm trying to say is, like, if I go buy Cinema Me, I know that I'm hearing some real music that can really touch me in a way that, like Laffy Taffy cannot touch me.
Right.
You know, Laffy Taffy, the only reason, and I'm not knocking them guys, but the only reason for me to play Laffy Taffy is to watch some girls dance to it.
Right. And so that's not what you want to do or hear, then what's the point, basically?
You know, now, for me to play Cinema Me, I might could hear about my relationship. I might could hear about my friend who's in jail. I might could hear about, like a political issue. I could hear about the police. I could hear about getting money. I could hear about being a father. I can hear about all these things that I can relate to. So that's my reason to support some independent artists. Not all, but some. Because some independent artists sound just like the majors.
Right. On purpose. On purpose, too.
Literally
trying to sound like somebody else so they can blow
up.
Yeah,
they be
like
trying
them.
To sound like Drake, Jeezy, Wayne, Ross, Wale, a few more guys. They purposely... And like 2 years ago, they were sounding like, you know, Jeezy. Then 3 years ago, it was Soulja Boy. Now it's Meek Mill.
It's 2 Chainz yeah. Now. Everybody's trying to sound like 2 Chainz right about now, especially around this way, I know. Or Cash Out, one of the two. Well, then again, he sounds like someone else, so it's not really his style. But
maybe,
that's not even the point.
Another reason, and this might sound cheesy, but you know, this is just me. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me. Fuck them. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
But I listen to a lot of local music in my city because I feel like it improves myself. What's the word I want to say? I want to say self-worth or self-confidence. Like when I hear somebody from my block
right.
repping my block the way right. I know my block, or maybe it don't have to be my block. It could be 10 blocks away. It could be 10 neighborhoods away. But the mm-hmm. fact that I know this dude get down just like me.
Right.
And I'm talking about on a musical level and on a street level also. See, when somebody from Atlanta come out, like if T.I. drop an album, I don't know if T.I. is real or not. All I'm going off is what he's saying.
Right.
You know, now
right.
people from the west side of Atlanta or Mechanicsville or wherever he's from, Bankhead or Riverdale, I don't know where he's from. But wherever he's from, they know his story because they
right.
grew up with him. But I don't know his story, so I can listen to you know, somebody who is from Hiram Clark, or somebody who's from Fifth Ward, and I can say, man, I went to school with that dude. I'm proud. It makes me feel better that, damn, we actually got somebody from our hood that's doing something with themselves. And by me buying his CD for $5 or $10 or $3, he is doing something, because if 3,000 people buy a CD, he's making money. He's confident. He's flipping that money. He's getting bigger and bigger. So that's another reason for me to listen to independent underground music.
You just covered about three of the reasons. I'm figuring out. I think my interview's on the line. But you just covered with your last statement. What you just said, homie. You just covered two and a half, three of the reasons. You feel me? That I already said. You know what I'm saying? Because number nine was, you have a wider pool of artists to choose from, especially from your own locale. And when it comes to where you live and where you represent, that was number nine. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
And then. And it's kind of sort of like you said, number seven, if you like them, you probably can speak to them directly and let them know what you think of the music, because they rep in your hood. You know where they're from. You know how to get in touch with these people, or you know they're people or whatever. And so you feel better, especially when it comes to local independent music. This is not necessarily regional, you know what I'm saying, but when it comes to independent music, because most people are going to be exposed to indie music that's closer to them than farther away. That's the nature of
yeah.
it, unless you're on the internet. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Let me say one more thing.
Go ahead.
And when I say that I can tell a person's real, it don't mean that I expect artists to be real. Like, if
right.
we're listening to 2 Chainz and T.I., and we're listening to Rick Ross all the way in Houston, I don't expect them to be real. I don't expect anything.
Right.
But basically, what I'm telling you, I'd rather give my $5 or $10 to somebody who I know is really doing what they talking about. That's
right.
all I'm saying. You
right.
know, like you like for example, you got Zero from Houston. Zero say fuck everybody. Zero say he got mental problems. Zero say he don't have no friends. Well, guess what? That nigga's telling the truth. He don't fuck with nobody. He don't like nobody. He don't want to be nobody's friend. He be turning down pussy because he don't trust people. And that's what his music says. So, therefore, I'd rather put $10, $5, $10, $15 in his pocket than some nigga that's on there talking about he's blood. Then next week he's going to say that he is a Crip. I just don't support that. But the reason why the people are on top is because people like me are not the majority of supporter. If I was majority supporter, a lot of the top people wouldn't be on top. But, hey,
a lot of the top people would be from Houston, though. That's the thing again.
Right.
You feel me? So that's what I'm saying. That's where it comes in and gets tricky. Let me get this interview. I think they're on the phone lines right now. And I'll come back to you, homie. Right. We still got five. We still got the top. I'm only on six. I got to speed the fuck up. Damn it. All right. Let me get back to it. Let me get to this interview. All right. Stand by. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Once again, the number is 347-934-0966. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio is the site that you can stream us live. You can also check us out at chainlessentertainment.com, and you can also subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at K100radio, at K100_radio, K100_radio, or you can follow me personally on my personal Twitter at Blizzum. All right? Let's go to the phone lines. I think my interview is right here. Where's my interview? Hold up. Hold on a second. That must not be my interview then, because they hung up. If you're my interview, hit the phone line. Press the number one, because they didn't tell me what number my interview was calling from. So then I have awkward situations like this right here on the show. Right. Okay, let me start. 404. 404-957. What up, though? Who's this?
What are you doing? Flawless Flows, man.
Who this is?
Flawless Flows.
Oh, Flawless Flows. Oh, I thought you was the interview. they sent me my interview. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. 678-526. No, that's Lalo. Lalo.
What up, homie?
What up, homie? No, that's you. Now, hold on a second. I'll come back to you in a second. Hold on. I'm trying to find my interview. They telling me, they texting me saying they calling in, but no one's hitting number on the phone line. See, this makes me look unprofessional, but it's not my fault. I got an interview coming, but nobody told me the number they calling from. So we're gonna play this thing how it's been playing. Flawless Flows, what up, though? You was already, you had your hand raised anyway. What's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
Not first, man. I'm out here shopping for some locos right now. But basically, boosted everything I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? But my number one reason for, you know, listening to independent artists is because of the hard work, you know, that an independent got to put in. You got to be your own manager. You got to be your own accountant. You got to be your own everything, you know. I feel like just because of all that time and energy, you know what I'm saying, that people will go out and run out and buy the next Eminem album, you know what I'm saying? Show that same support for the independents, because, you know, we're working three times as hard.
Absolutely. I love that reason right there. Which is kind of sort of what I'm getting ready to come up to, because let me tell you what I've said so far, and I know you've been on the line for a minute, and Lalo's on deck. Hold on, 850-252. I'm finna come to you right now in a second, too. They've been on the line for a second. But this is the thing. Like I said, episode 327. All right. We're talking about the top 10 reasons to listen to independent music. So far, we said number 10, the music is controlled by the artist, not the label. So you hear what the artist wants you to hear, not what someone else is telling them. All right. You have a wider pool of artists to choose from, especially from your own region and locale. So you can hear more artists in the independent representing your hood and your block. That's one point that the homie Nooney Jr. brung up. Number 8, if they are a local group, it won't cost you near as much to go out and see them perform live. All right. You've never seen an independent artist, you know, they may not be headlining over at Phillips Arena and shit, but then again, the tickets ain't going to cost you $75 either. It might be cost you the price of getting into the club, which may be 10 bucks or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Number 7, if you do like them, you probably can speak to them directly and let them know what you think about their music. That also, because if you're listening to independent artists, you're going to more than likely, unless you really probe the internet sites and social network sites, you're going to be listening to people that you can actually speak to. Even if you go to their show or see them in the club, you can walk up to them. They ain't got no security right there. Talking about some, whoa, hold up, shawty. He don't want to talk right now. That fuck shit. And even if you met him online through the social networks or Twitter, you probably can still conversate with him. I want you to send a tweet out to fucking Jay-Z and Kanye, if they even control their Twitters, or if they probably won't respond to you anyway. But even if it's an artist that's not in your locale and you met them on the social networks, you can still befriend them and talk to them on Facebook maybe. You can just have a beyond the music relationship with an artist if more than you can with a major. And number 6, this is number 6 right here. I didn't even get to this one yet. The music will most likely be free, or it won't cost as much. Now, Flawless Flows. This is the number 6 point. We just getting to this one. The music will more likely be free, or it won't cost as much. I think this is really an advantage that independent artists have, because we can set the price for our product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
An artist don't tell the label what the fuck. The artist don't tell Universal or FYE what the fuck to charge for shit. What to cap it on, nothing. They don't tell iTunes how much to take. none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We as independent artists, we can control, you know, what we want to come up to you and say, hey, let me give me $5 for it, or after my show, give me $5 for it, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or we can decide to make this a free download. Some artists can't even make a download free if they want to. They can't give a song away because they don't even own their own motherfucking song. We can decide we want to give this to the people just because we want the people to hear it, and they can't. So oftentimes, you're going to get the independent artist music at a very low, at a lower cost, or if not free, cheaper, even if it's a whole project or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be less. Go ahead.
No, I don't even get that price, you know.
Say what now?
I said, no, I don't even be a lower price, you know. There's more respect when it comes to us, you know. We ain't going to go out there and ask somebody for $15, $20 for an album, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. We can't do it. And actually, some of them guys right now can't do it. Yeah, they can't get it either, niggas. It's a recession around this bitch. All right, stand by for Flawless Flows. Hey, thanks for calling into the show, homie. Appreciate that support, all right?
No problem, man.
All right, 347-934-0966. So those are the top 1, 2, that's 10 through 6 right now. We're getting ready to get to the top 5. Getting ready to get to the top 5. 850-252, what up, though? Who's this?
What up, man? It's Jamal Steele. What's good?
What's happening, homie? Shout out to the artists calling into the show tonight. Shout out to all the consumers who calling into the show, telling us why they listen to the independent artists. If you're a consumer and you're not really an artist, but you just listen to independent music, hit the phone lines and hit the number one. I want to know what you think about everything that we're saying on the show for episode 327, Top 10 Reasons to Fool with Indie Artists and to listen to independent music over majors. What do you think about the discussion so far, Jamal Steele?
I think it's a really good discussion. You're making some really good points with both the negative as well as the positive side. I already read like the 10 through 6 on mm-hmm. your Facebook page. So I called in mainly because I really want to see what the top 5 reasons was on your outtake, you know.
Well, I'll oblige. Let's get it. Number 5. This is one of the things when I say Nuna Jr. hit 2 or 3 of them. This was the other one. I just want to give it away before time. But this is something that Nuna Jr. said and he hit it on. When he said, I'd rather give my $5, $10 or whatever to somebody, you know, supporting them like that right there. Number 5 is, you are supporting a small/black business. Now, I know every artist isn't black or whatever, but at the end of the day, you are supporting small business. You're not supporting, nothing wrong with supporting corporations, but them bastards are already rich. Right. Number 5 right. is, we're supporting a small/black business. When you buy something for Champ, I got W-9s and 1040s and all kind of shit going on over here. I file taxes on this shit. Chains is legit. You know what I'm saying? So when you buy some shit from me, you are indeed supporting a small/black-owned business. Bottom line, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? So just know that. And more than likely, you're doing it when you buying somebody else's music too also. So number 5... My number 5 reason is you are supporting a small/black business. Like, again, if the artist is white or whatever, then, you know, it is what it is. Still, he's still a small business, may not be a black-owned business. But we, in general, as black people in general, we have such a problem with supporting our own businesses. It's just ridiculous, you know what I'm saying, to the point where, you know, we just don't support our own businesses enough unless it's like a soul food restaurant or some shit, you know what I mean, or a barbershop. That's about it for us. You know what I'm saying? And so what Nuna Jr. said really resonated with me because I was like, that was number 5. I was getting to that one right there. I hadn't got to it yet. But number 5 is, you are supporting a small/black business. That's my number 5 reason, all right? You feel me? So what do you think about that?
Yeah, you're definitely supporting a small business. You're supporting somebody that's actually trying to do something to help better their community and also help better urban culture. I know listening to an interview from David Banner, he was stating how a lot of times we may not necessarily we get into an issue of not being able to get quality music through the mainstream because of the fact we kind of devalued our own music by always giving it away. So I do really appreciate the artists who, you know, are able to know what they're worth and know what their music is worth. You know, artists like you knowing that you put a lot of time, you put a lot of effort into the album that, you know, you put out, and you just didn't really just put the album out and then just like, I'm just gonna give away everything. You know,
right. You
made sure that people understood what you were worth.
Yeah, so that's and just to say that I know a lot of this is a disagreement, that not even a disagreement, it's just an opinion or a point of view when it comes down to me and my feelings on mixtapes, Dat Piff, and the whole side of the game. I feel, and I remember the other day I was talking, was it your page or somebody else's page? And I was like, to me, it's totally ludicrous that you know, multi-platinum artists like Lil Wayne or anybody else would literally do a mixtape and a giveaway mixtape. Like, to me, I'm just like, there's just no feasible, real reason, explanation. And I know people saying, well, you don't know really what's going on. No, I do know what's going on. That's why Don Cannon and them got raided. They was getting money at the table. They was getting money that they was getting money off the projects. People thought they was giveaways, but they wasn't giveaways at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of them got in trouble with the IRS and stuff like that. They was telling you it was promo only, but it really wasn't promo only. It's more than one way to skin a cat. So it really wasn't a free mixtape at the end of the day. But even the making it seem like it's free. I tell artists all the time, there's nothing wrong with doing mixtapes, nothing wrong with doing free downloads and everything like that right there, because you got to get out there, you got to get promoted, you got to be known before you ask people for money. You know what I'm saying? People don't want to buy you because it's so saturated, because again, it's more artists down here at the bottom. It's so saturated. And so at that point, you don't want to make it too difficult for someone who may want to check you out to check you out. Thus, I'm of the nature where I'm like, give a little and ask for a little. You know what I'm saying? At the same time I ask for someone to buy my album, I still give you plenty of music to make you decide whether or not it would be, even be worth it for you to buy my record. You know, you can go and find a lot of music for me for free, but some of that shit you got to pay for. You know what I'm saying? Some of it you got to buy the album. If you want the CD, you got to buy the CD. But at the same time, you can go on a zillion different places and listen to countless of my songs, get free downloads. I got an app where you can listen to damn near the whole, listen to it. Can't take it with you and download it and just put it on anything, but you can stream and listen to about half of the album. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you feel me? So you can, but at the same time, I don't want to make everything free. My albums, if you want the actual CDs with the nice little expensive cases and all this kind of shit, with, you know, full, the whole, you want that, you got to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? And I got it available for you to pay for, but I want you to hear it and listen to me and listen to some of this other stuff to decide whether or not it's worth you buying. I'm not asking you to buy anything that you haven't heard or maybe that you can't feel, because when you get my album, it's not going to be totally different from what you've already heard on the free music on the free website. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's kind of like but I do have a problem with how music has been devalued so immensely over the past couple of years. The price of a song, you right now, to the point where they don't even want to give you a 99 cent for a song. Like it's like right there they stopped. It's like, look, damn it, okay, 99, we're not going lower than 99. iTunes said, fuck that, 99 cent, we're not dropping it. You're not gonna pay less than $1 for a song that probably took a lot more money to make. You know what I'm saying? Not even probably took thousands. Some songs took thousands of dollars to make when you consider studio time, production cost, mixing and mastering, and everything else. You feel what I'm saying? So I mean,
my thing on that, Blizzum, is also it's not just necessarily music as a whole. I think it's really just urban music, because you got to think about it. I don't know too many rock and roll bands that's giving away their music. I don't know too many. And country
no
fans ride for their people.
There is no fucking version of Dat Piff for rock bands. Let's get that shit perfectly clear. There is no Dat Piff version for alternative music. They use Reverb Nation and all these other sites and stuff like that, but there is not no one place where you just getting a zillion downloads of free alternative music all over, you know, no matter if it's good, bad, whack, garbage, whatever. You know, some people want to sell shit that's not worth selling, and I understand that, but hip-hop and urban music is definitely the genre where this is going on the most. When we talk, and everything that we're talking about I'm pretty much going to tell you right now, we're talking about hip-hop, and basically, you can say R&B, too. I'm not talking about country for damn show. You damn, half of this discussion don't even apply to country music. Don't even apply to country music. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it just doesn't work like that in that genre. This is hip-hop that we're talking about here. All right? Stand by real quick. I think I got my interview on the line. All right? Hold on for a second. All right, so let's go ahead and get it, man. Real quick, let me go ahead and get to my interview real quick. Welcome to the show, man. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show once again. All right. Episode 327. Ten reasons why you should buy and support indie music and fuck with the indie artists more so than the mainstreams. I gave you the top six right now. We still got four more. But right now, I got my interview on the line. We got the homie, let me see. Well, they were on the line. What happened to them? They were on the line, then I just lost them. Hold on a second. I don't know if their phone just dumped out or something real quick. Let me try and get them back on the line. Every time. Okay, they sent me the number. It was like, this is the number. And I went to the line, but then all of a sudden, they was on the line and now they gone. All right, I'll try and see if they call right back or something because they were just on the phone lines a second ago. Maybe their phone hit a bad area. But we got Supreme from over there at Club Kamal's 21. He's going to be telling us about what they got going on over there for the independent artists over there. If you guys want to get your music broke and stuff like that over there at Kamal's 21, it's a strip club. And over there on with that Buford Highway, I think, over in that area right there. I've been over there a couple times. That's where it's at. But they got packages that they're going to be doing for artists for you to shoot videos in there, for you to get your song broke. It's a strip club, so you know if you know anything about Atlanta music, the Atlanta strip club scene is a good place to break your music. But he's the guy that's running that show over there at Kamal's. And he was just on the lines. I'll wait for him to come back. When he comes back on the line, we'll go ahead and cut straight to him. Anyway, let me go ahead and get to number four real quick. Number four. I'll do that until he gets on the phone line again. Number four, all right? My number four reason. If you ever wanted to, oh, here he is. Matter of fact, let me go. All right, we got Supreme on the line right now. Hold on, let me stop it. All right, I think he's back on the line. Supreme.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, homie? All right, I figured your phone was dumped out a minute ago. What's happening with you, bro?
Yeah, what's going on, big homie? My bad, we had a little discrepancy, man. You know, I'm at the club right now, man. You know, we're doing Monday night at Kamal's, man, Kamal 21. So I had to get here early to kind of, like, situate things a little bit, you know. What's going on with you, man?
Man, chilling, man. You know, we're talking about some, you know, this is a music show, you know, K100 Internet Radio. First of all, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight we're having a discussion tonight about the top 10 reasons why you should fuck with the independent artists instead of the major artists. That's what we're talking about on the show tonight. You feel me? So that's what we're going in on the discussion. Real quick, let me ask you, though, before we get into what you're talking about over there at Kamal's, do you rock with the independent artists like that? You listen to indie music?
I mean, shit, you know, I mean, oh, my bad. I don't know if I can curse or not, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You can curse. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
That's what's up. But, check this out. Like, I'm an independent artist myself, you know what I'm saying? That's why I've created this platform for independent artists, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, every Monday we have a lot of artists who come out and perform, you know what I'm saying? This is where a whole lot of independent artists come out here and hang out, you know what I mean, get their music out. And that's what I want to do. I want to create a platform for independent artists that don't really get the exposure that they need to kind of like, you know what I mean, to get to the next level.
Absolutely. So what's some of your number one reasons why you like the independent market more so than the major?
I mean, because, you know, the independents, man, you know, they working hard, man. And the music don't get a fair chance because, you know what I'm saying, without the marketing dollars and the promotional dollar behind a lot of this good music is out here, it'll never get a chance to be heard, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we creating platform for independent artists that, you know what I'm saying, because it's hard being an independent artist nowadays because without that push behind you, I mean, it's tough out here in the streets to get the music out. It's too much, a lot of games being played, but, you know, we're gonna work around and make sure that we come out on top.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this: since Kamal's is a strip club, and I know that a lot of artists can credit their careers because their records broke in the strip clubs, and then it took off to the mainstream clubs from there. What do you suggest to an artist who, let's say, he's not really the kind of artist that makes club music. Would you say an artist should go ahead and say, well, even though you don't really make club music, on the discussion earlier, we had somebody saying, well, I don't listen to that kind of music, whatever, so it's kind of hard for me to find artists because in Atlanta, that's kind of like what everybody's talking about because that's how you kind of blow up out of Atlanta, but I live in Atlanta, but I don't like it, so I go listen to independent artists because I want to hear something else. But what do you suggest to an artist who may not necessarily make quote-unquote club music, but that's how a lot of the records are broke in Atlanta? What would you suggest to that person?
Well, what I would say is, you know, to anybody who truly understands the music business, you know, the whole music game has been watered down, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you say that you don't want to, if you say you don't want to listen to club music, I mean, to some folks who don't like it, I mean, to each his own. But you have to understand something. When you make music, man, for not just people in your neighborhood. You're making people for people all over the world. At least that's how I think when I make my music, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, music is bigger than what people thinking. That it's just, well, I don't make club music because I don't really like that. I like to listen to other type of music. I mean, it's all good, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, when you have, it depends on the artist, put it that way. You know, it depends on the artist. You know, you got some artists who like making club music. You got some artists who don't like making club music. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, this region that we in, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have a club music, they're not going to play it. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to play it. So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, it's a toss-up. You know, so, I mean, to me personally, I think it's good for an artist to be diverse. You know what I'm saying? I think, it'll take you a lot further than anything would. You know, and being diverse. Don't say you don't want to make this type of music. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, try, you know, work with other different artists. You know, make all types of music. Because you don't know what's going to be a hit. You know, you might have a record that you're pushing right now. Your partner and them might tell you that is a hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The masses, what the masses think is what, the consumers, what they think is what matters.
Absolutely.
Because your partner is hot, but they're not going to buy it. So, you know, you got to kind of like, you know, find, kind of find a balance in the middle somewhere where, you know, you can move around and without people just labeling you and putting you in a box.
Okay, absolutely. So we got a lot of artists. We got a couple of them from Atlanta that's on the lines right now. A lot of people on the lines, and a lot of people are listening to the stream and everything. So I want you to break down what you got going on at Kamal's and what you're offering over there for the independent artists and let them know what's really popping over there on Mondays.
I mean, definitely, man. You know, next Monday I got on Duct Tape. I got on Big Bang Black from Duct Tape Family. They coming through, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, last week we had OJ the Juice. We had Zaytovic, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a whole lot of folk come through every Monday. It's an industry night, you know what I mean? And it's a platform for everybody to come and network and meet people. I've met Baby through here. I've met Kamara Lee through here. I've met Pete Diddy through Kamal. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of people that come through here. Ain't no telling who in the building. You could just get on, you could just perform, and somebody out the dock might just step to you like, hey, look, man, I represent this label, whatever, anything, you know, sky's the limit here because, you know, you have to understand something. We're in Buckhead. So everybody that's somebody come here and party, and that's where you want to showcase your talent, where you might have, I mean, where you have a better chance of meeting somebody who can help you. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, Kamal 21, each and every Monday, we here, posted up. You know, we got a whole lot of different artists that come through every week, you know, and anybody who's serious about getting their music out need to be on their way to Kamara 21.
Absolutely. Now let me say something real quick to anybody that's listening to you, and I want all of my artists to pay attention because I've seen this. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this pan out. Pay attention. You don't go to a strip club. Kamal's is a strip club. Strippers. What's in there? You don't go to a strip club, ladies and gentlemen. That's ladies and gentlemen, because anybody's open to perform. And you don't go and perform a song with no money to tip the fucking dancers on the stage. I repeat. Do not go to a strip club if you can't afford to tip while you're going to be doing your performance. I don't know how much you want to, how much you should or shouldn't, whatever. But I'm just saying, I can't tell you how many times I've seen people, this is not the regular club. You need to go in there and have enough, not only enough money for gas to get there, if you're going to drink or whatever, but make sure you got some money to tip them dancers when you in there doing your performance, homie. Straight up. It just doesn't, it's just never a good look if you can't do that. You ain't got to have 1,000 ones. You know what I mean? They know you're an independent artist. Would you, can you just amen what I'm saying? Shout out to me.
Amen. Hey, you can't even say that. I'm letting you preach on, brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people come to the strip club, man, and, you know, you got to understand something, man. We got, you know what I mean, ladies in here working, man. And at the same time, while you on stage performing, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself. When I'm on stage performing, you know what I'm saying? I make it rain because, you know, you getting on stage and performing, that's you. That's your whole, your whole image, your whole, you know, everything looks good when you on there, you doing what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't just a regular nightclub, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is where, you know what I mean, this is a gentleman club. This is where people come to chill out after, you know what I'm saying? You know, the good life, the high life, the rich life. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody in the club, you know what I'm saying, ain't got money, but there's some folks in there that do got a lot, do got some money. So basically, I'm just saying that to say, you know what I'm saying, when you come through, you already know what it is. It's a strip club, man, but shit, you know, we going in.
All right, homie, let me get back and get into the show, man. I'm supposed to be maybe sliding through tonight, so I don't know if I will or not, but tell Tia Culver and everybody who hooked us up, shout out to Tia Culver, ATL Events, shout out to the homie Supreme, you feel me? Thanks for calling in to the show, man. K100 salutes you, homie. All right?
It's you, homie. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So, let's get back into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Episode 327. All right. Episode 327, man. Hold on a second. Episode 327. I was just reading something. Yo, man, people are listening to the show, right? People listening to the show, they're talking to me on Facebook about it at the same time they talk about what we talk about on the show. Anyway, I'm going to get ready to come to the phone lines and take a couple more callers. I think it's the homie Glenwood Lalo. Also, I see Michigan Girl on deck. I want to talk to her because she's a consumer. I know someone that supports independent music. But we got all the way up to number four, which I said you support a small black business. Then I said the next one after that was, If you're playing it, which is number four, by the way. If you're playing independent music and you're a consumer, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just, you know, what you don't realize is the good thing about that is you are inadvertently, whether you know it or not, you're being a trendsetter. You are a pioneer. You are breaking music. You are not a DJ. I want to stop short. But you standing out. You're not a follower. You're doing something else. You're doing you. You know how everybody always want to be like, shit, I'm doing me, shit. This is my motherfucking Facebook page. I say what I want to say, bitch. Fuck that shit, hoe. I've seen a lot of that lately. Talked about it earlier. The point is this. If you really want to do something, you want to stand out, whatever, you say you a rebel without a cause or whatever, you want them kind of personalities. You know, when you rock independent music, when you pull up and everybody going out tonight, you feel me? And you put in your motherfucking CD and that shit ain't what the fuck everybody heard before, but it's jamming. And motherfuckers asking you, damn, this shit, who is this? Yeah, you're a record breaker. Congratulations. You're a pioneer. You're not a clone. You're not a follower. You're not doing what everybody else is doing. You should applaud yourself one more time. Glenwood Lalo, what up, homie?
What up, homie?
Chilling, man. What's going on?
Man, just cooling, man, going through this little iPad, playing my little iPad and shit, you know what I mean? It's retweeting shit, you know what I mean?
got an iPad, huh?
Yeah, networking, you know what I mean? Just fucking around. What's up, though?
Chilling, man. You know what it is, episode 327. 10 reasons to listen to indie artists. What you got for me real quick?
Oh, man, you know, I just wanted to shout out to everybody that showed up last night to the Atlanta Underground Music Award, man.
Oh, yeah, that was. I said that at the beginning of the show. But, yeah, I did. I shouted everybody out.
Yeah, we had a good time, man.
Mm-hmm. But I reiterate, you cannot seriously be called an independent artist if you're on tour with major artists and you have one of the number one songs in the country and you're getting paid close to 10 grand a show. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's another show. Another show.
Other than that, It was excellent. It was great. I commend everybody over there at the Atlanta Underground Music Awards.
Yeah, shout out to Katrina, man. She worked.
Yeah, she worked hard at that. She worked hard at that.
Out, man. Yeah. She did that, so.
She did. It came together. You know, it came together. I mean, they could have spared it up so everybody could have got named.
Right.
You know,
right.
And accepted their awards. I didn't like that about it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? But that's because it started late. If they would have started on time, that wouldn't have been an issue. You know what I'm saying? But they started an hour late, so that pushed everything back, I think. Once that happened, I think that's what threw everything off. If they started at 7, they still would have been good, I think, and been able to get everybody
but
out
most,
there.
Most important was the network, and, you know.
Yeah.
It reminded me of, like, them little events I used to go to in Dallas, man, where you just different record labels, different artists there. You know, everybody
mm-hmm.
networking, you know what I'm saying, trying to build a relationship, trying to make some moves, you know what I mean? That's what I respect about the independent artists. Everybody's on the same page. They grinding, you know what I mean? Everybody who was there last night, them niggas is you might not have heard them until that night, but you can tell them niggas out there grinding. They on the same page you on, you know what I mean? So
Yeah. And that's positive
energy.
Yeah, when you go somewhere like that right there, when you see people at stuff like that right there, when you do music, it's going to be a greater chance of they really about their business and serious. It's going to be a less of a chance that if you do network with them and you try to get up with them, they're going to waste your time. I also like whenever they have red carpet and like red carpet interviews, it makes you feel like, you know, you are getting acknowledged. Anytime you get acknowledged as an independent artist for anything, it's always good to see that because the acknowledgments are so far in between. You know what I'm saying? Very much so. You know what I mean? So, of course, but definitely all together, all around, though, I gave it a big thumbs up. You know, at the beginning of the show, I was like, it was great. And I stand by that. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that's going to go flawless. It ain't the fucking Grammys. It's independent. It's underground shit. So it's going to be some issues, niggas. You already know. But I still commend K-Rock and commend everybody who had some putting together because, and I like the venue this time far more than I did last year. Better venue this time. So, yeah. So, you know, did you drink some of that beer? Did you drink any of that beer?
Yes. What was it called? Morris?
Morosa.
Did you drink?
I didn't get a chance to drink the fucking beer, man.
Yeah, I drank 3 bottles of it. Yeah. Shout out to Morosa, you know what I mean? Endorse. I drank 3 bottles of Morosa last night.
I'll be back on Twitter, I know that. All right, stand by, homie. Thanks for calling in, all right?
All right, for sure, homie.
All right, next up, Michigan Girl. What up, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show, episode 327. Give us your reasons why you rock with the independents. Tell us. Tell the people.
I like different types of music. I'm like one of those people you was talking about earlier. I love hip-hop, you know, grew up with it, but I'm at that point. I'm over 30, and what they playing on the radio is not geared toward me, and I don't like it. So I have to rock with the independents because I want to hear different music. And I'm in the South, but I'm originally from Michigan, so I like different flows. I don't just want a Southern flow all the time or whatever. So there you have it. Now, I mean, I will listen to the radio because sometimes those songs serve a purpose, like me and my girls going out and we want to get hyped. We may listen to that music or whatever, but just on the regular, I listen to independent artists and I listen to XM or Sirius satellite radio. I don't really do the regular radio.
Okay, all right. Well, that's, I mean, and I think that, I think it's one of the just, it's kind of like a no-brainer, you know what I'm saying? It's also the reason why, you know, you don't have one FM station, you got more than one, and that's why when you buy your car now, you got XM radio, FM radio, a CD player, and a goddamn auxiliary for your motherfucking iPod.
Exactly.
Because
got
it's
all
never
of that. I got all of that.
Right.
All of that.
Right. It's never everybody always has those moves. Everybody has all those and you may not want to, if you're from fucking New York or Michigan, then you might hate fucking 107.9 in Atlanta because trust me, I don't listen to 107.9 in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't like
it. I mean,
like,
it has
its purpose.
Like I said, me and my friends
will
listen to it when we get ready to go out because we know that what we're going to hear on the radio is the same thing we're going to hear in the club, so we might want to get hyped. But Other than that, I don't just ride around listening to 107.9. No, that's just not going to happen. But also, like you said, I like to support the independent artists, too, because I like to be bumping the music or whatever. Somebody asks me, oh, what you listen to, and I can be like, oh, you got to go to this site and get this. This is, you know, whatever, like, I had downloaded ringtones from an independent artist. My phone rang in the store, and like three chicks was like, oh my God, where'd you get that ringtone from? I've never heard that song.
Right. So that's, you are, number three, you are a pioneer. Supporting independent music makes you a pioneer. It makes you stand out. It makes you different from the rest. And, you know, it can make you look cool, man. Because they be like, who is that? They got an app for that?
Exactly.
Of course there's a Blizzom app, bitch! You got to get an app, artist. I'm just telling you, man. You don't know. You got to get it. And you got more. You just got more flexibility. You know what I'm saying? When you're independent, you can put whatever songs you want. You can just do whatever. I can do whatever I want to do with my music. I am the HNIC of my music. There is no one else to talk to about music by me. No one. No one. I'm the only person on earth.
It's quite handy when I'm at work. If Pandora is tripping, all I got to do is hit my Blizzom app, and I can just pick from any number of songs I'm going to listen to, depending on my mood.
Ooh. All right, enough of that. Thank you for calling into the show. Let me get the last ones. We almost run out of time, all right?
All right,
stand by. 347-934-0966. I got another call on the line, but let me get the next one. The next reason, number, what are we at? Oh, we're at two. We're almost done. Number two. Wait a minute. That is, no, that's one, two, three, four. Yeah, this is number three. This is number three. Number three. All right. The number three reason is the music is when you take it to the scope of it. All right. When you take it to the scope of it, I want you to listen to this. When you take it to the scope of what they're saying, you know, I just feel personally, and this is where my shit starts to get skewed and biased. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little bit biased from here on out. I can honestly say that these reasons are because I am an artist. This is why I probably say these next three things. But whatever. Number three, the music is often better than what you hear on the FM radio. I'm sorry. Let me tell you why I say that. And I got scientific evidence outside of myself why I say that. Okay, I feel like the music, number three, is often better than what you hear on the FM radio. Now, when I say better, I don't necessarily mean recorded better. Like it may not sound sonically, like I said, one of the negatives about independent artists is it may not sonically be as good. But I feel like it may not be recorded better, but I feel like the indies are making better music all the way around because of what I'm going to say next. Okay, but let me tell you my scientific data to back it up outside of my opinion. This past week, last week was my birthday. Shout out to making it another year. A lot of people that didn't. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to the homie Sean P. All right. With that being said, I went home to my hometown, and I was there for a couple of days. And what I've done is my show here at K100 Radio, you know, it's all indie. I've got close to 300-something songs, at least. More than that, actually. Probably closer to four. But I've got my favorites. I've got my songs that I like. So what I did was I got an MP3 thing in my car where I can play my MP3s and stuff with me. So I got about 40 songs, right? Got about 40 songs, my top 40, K100 top 40, I guess you can call it. And I put them on one folder, and I put them on my MP3 player, and I took them with me, and I was rolling. And as I'm rolling around Panama City, and I'm rolling around my hood and everything, my cousins is getting in and out of car with me, friends and everything, you know what I'm saying? And we riding around, talking shit, we drinking, whatever. You know, they already know when you get this motherfucking car, nigga, A, radio, not happening. B, your favorite rapper, probably not happening, if it ain't me. So you're going to be in this car, you're going to be listening to some Chainless Entertainment or some shit you probably never heard. If you don't like it, you can walk. Now, because I'm driving. When we get in your shit, you can play what you want to play, but you know the rules when you get in the Tahoe. Okay, so I get in there, I'm playing, and the whole weekend I'm playing, all I'm playing my whole weekend is my K100 playlist, my top 40. Because so many songs, you know, when you in and out the car, stopping, talking, whatever, mute, whatever, you know, shit, you can keep that going for at least two or three days, but you won't even hear every song, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got all these interruptions. I swear, man, Every time it was a silence and people just riding, I swear, whether it be the R&B, whether it be the hip hop, I got some of the southern songs, you know what I'm saying, like the down south songs that I like, that I feel like are great, you know what I'm saying. I don't ride around listening to crunk that kind of music that as much as anything else, but some of them I'm like, nah, that shit do go hard. If you got to give me that shit, then give me this, you know what I mean? Like 44 Waters Bow. You know what I'm saying? Or Georgia Boys Calm After Calm, stuff like that. You feel me? Songs like that I got, you know what I mean, loaded up in there too. You feel me? You know, just stuff like that, you know what I mean? So I had the stuff in the loaded up and everything, man, and people were constantly asking me, "Yo, what's that? Who is that? That shit hard. Damn. Let me get that. You got that on CD? Can I have a CD?" All fucking weekend. That shit sound better than the motherfucking radio. All fucking weekend. Right hand of God. All weekend. All weekend. And you know, when I'm playing it in my car, my truck, and my MP, it sounds way better than it sounds on K100 because this is a compressed format, monoed out. So when I'm the actual MP3 that they sending me, I'm in my car bumping it in. It sound way better than it do on the subway. Way better than it do on the subway. Because this Blog Talk format is compressed down to mono, 64 kilobytes, which if you technical jargon, that's up. But I'm stuck with it till I can find somewhere else to park my show. But anyway, so I'm riding around bumping that, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's in the car and everybody's constantly asking me, "What's that? Who's that? That's better. And I like that shit. I want that song." So it's not, but I just feel like at the end of the day, when you get the indies, which leads me to number two, I got to wrap it up. And I'm going to get to the 850 number. Then I go to number one after this. Which leads me to number two, my number two reason. All right. The indie artists are hungrier and they haven't been spoiled by fame. So by default, you're getting their all every time, pretty much. You're getting their all. You know, sometimes when artists, you know, blow up or whatever, when they get on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, it gets to a point where I'm so fucking rich. I mean, you know, some artists give it 100% every time out. But then you get people like that are great artists, and then they get all this money and fame and shit, and then you get a superb, one of the best artists ever, like Lauryn Hill, who drops a classic like Miss Education, and then all of a sudden loses her mind behind some other shit because she's got all this other shit going on in her life. Now, don't get me wrong. Independent artists have a lot more shit going on that actually hinders us from being creative because we got to go to work. We got baby mama tripping. We got child support. A nigga might get locked up trying to hustle up the budget to get to this shit out there to you motherfuckers. Thousands of reasons and shit why it doesn't work. But at the end of the day, the hunger. If somebody coming up to you, an independent artist, like, "Check me out," sending you a post, they hungry. They trying to do this. They ain't made it yet. Yeah, we get tired. Yeah, we get burnt out. I got burnt out. I took 4 years off from recording the solo album. It was 4 years in between the unlisted LP and the Cinema of Me. 4 years. Was burnt out. I just started producing. I started K100 Radio. I just started doing other stuff because I was burnt out from the grind. If you didn't know me before 2006, you think I grind now. You don't know shit. I went hard from 2000 to 2007. I went way hard. If I had the resources I had now that I had when I first started with the grind and burn that I had, you think I grind now? You don't. If you just met me within the past 3 years, I grind, but my grind is more toned down, but literally, yeah. Back then, when I first started, I was inside the Walmart parking lot, walking up to people with my CDs, that kind of grind. I was doing that, and I haven't made it yet. I technically should still be doing that, but I just don't have that in me no more, so I'm going to have to pay somebody to do that, or I'm going to have to reach you another kind of way. I'm not going to be outside Walmart with the CDs, not happening. Some people say, "Well, then you ain't ready. Maybe I'm not as hungry. Maybe I haven't. But right now, I'm just going to hit you up on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you I'm on Pandora. I'm going to get you the app." Yeah, I'm not outside Walmart with the CDs, but I've done that. Years. Every open mic. Every showcase. Now, I'm not even trying to perform if it's not that serious. I'll be there networking. Won't be on the stage unless it makes sense. Definitely not going to give you money for me to perform. Not happening. So all this stuff has changed over the past couple of years. You know what I'm saying? But, it is what it is. But more often than not, I'm still hungry. I still got the drive. Maybe not as much as I did 10 years ago or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, more often than not, especially when you see the younger independent artists, they hungry. They passionate about it. They living and breathing this shit. For real. It's all they got. Some motherfuckers don't have nothing but that in their life. They ain't flying around in Lear jets and shit. Fucking models. Popping bottles every night. It's all they got. The alternative is the block in prison. 850, real quick. 850-276. What up, homie? 850-276. What up? Hello? 850. Nick Fred.
Oh, Nick. Yo. What up?
What up? Your phone line over, man. What's happening?
Man, this ain't Nick Fred. It's Butter B. He walked in the store, man.
Oh, he did? What's happening? What y'all doing? What store y'all? Where y'all at, man? What y'all doing?
Man, we right across the street from Captain High's, man. We trying to get something to smoke right now, man.
Well, you got one to ask, so it don't even matter, man. I came to him because he hit the number one. I thought he wanted to talk. You been listening to the show, too?
Man, we been listening to shit for the last hour. We out here painting, listening to you, and we out here tripping off you, man. That's all we doing, man.
That's what's up, man. I love the fact that the homies from back home, man, be supporting the show, man. That shit mean a lot to me. This independent record, they're just like somebody buying my CD, homie. It's the same shit for me when niggas say they listen to the show. Yo.
Here you go. Here you go, right
here. I love what they do, Smack. They be killing.
Here you go, right here, man.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, man. What's happening with you?
Man, you know, just letting you know we tune in, man. You know what I'm talking about? We fought with my nigga K100. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely, man. Let me ask you this. I know you rock with the music and everything. I know you rock with the show. Why do you do that, man? What make you fool with the independent like that? What make you fool with the independent?
What made me do that? Cause I just, you know what I'm talking about? I'm just feeling you. And it's just, you know what I'm talking about? It ain't got nothing but you doing from the Bay. None of that. I just feel the movement, man. I like to be able to voice my opinion and all this. I just like all this right here.
Let me tell you why I fuck with the independent artist. Roll the window up, man.
Blizzle.
Go ahead.
I don't really fuck with independent artists, man. I wasn't really fucking with you. When you gave me that CD, bro, and I put that bitch in, it's still in the deck right now, man. That been like 2-3 months ago, man. I ain't even took it out, man. I just like your music, man. That's it. I don't fuck with everybody. I'm fucking with Blizzum, though.
That's what's up, homie. That mean the world to me, man. I appreciate that. It's always good to hear people from, especially from your hometown. You know, as an independent artist, man, when people from where you from say that, man, it mean more when anybody say it. But it's like when you grow up somewhere, man, and you feel like, you know, Panama City gonna always be my home, man. I don't give a fuck where I stay on this earth or planet. That's my hometown. My family there. You know what I'm saying? Except for the ones I got here. But that's always home to me. And it always mean more to any. And you can ask any other artist; they feel the same way. They want their block to feel them. They want their hood to feel them. If don't nobody else don't. At the end of the day, they want the people from back home like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We want that. Don't think when they say they don't give a fuck, they lying. They're fucking lie. They lying. If don't nobody else, they don't care about nobody else. They care if their family and they care if their hood and their street and their block fuck with them like that. And mine do. So it make all the difference in the world to me. I appreciate it, dog. Salute to y'all, man. Appreciate it. All right.
That was up.
All right, homie, stand by. All right, 347-934-0966. We got about 2 minutes. And drum roll, please. Okay, I don't have one. Number one reason why I think that people should rock out to independent music and independent artists, I'd have to say, is because I'm one. I told you this last one was going to be it. It's because I'm one. It's because I know firsthand knowledge of what it takes and how hard it is to do this when this is not how you make money. You can have your own number one. You can insert your own number one. But my number one reason is because I am one. It's because I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be driven and to be talented and to want to do something and try to do something and to, at the end of the day, no, it's not even about how bad your drive is. It's about that, but at the end of the day, it's not, it's out of your hands. This is this being an independent artist, okay, being an artist is not like working hard to get your engineering degree. If you work hard to go get your engineering degree, there's a good chance that you're gonna be set for life. It's a good chance you're gonna get a job. You're gonna have financial security. Everything. You want to school to get a degree in computer science stuff. Yeah, that right there. When you pick to do that with your life, it's like already like predestined. All you gotta do is do the work, do the homework, pass the test, learn the shit, and you're good. You're going to make money. That is not the case with an independent artist. You can be the best motherfucker ever, and it doesn't matter. It's up to some other fucking prick, some other fucking place somewhere else to decide to put you on to that next level. You got to make the people love you. You got to go through hoops and bounds. You got to go work in a job for somebody else to do some shit you probably arbitrarily hate to do every day because you got bills to pay. Or maybe you're risking your freedom selling dope because you can't get a job because you're already a felon. Or whatever reason it is. Or maybe you feel like you ain't making enough money, which you don't at a 9-to-5 to support your career. So you need that extra. So you like, fuck the grinder, I'm going to go shit. And you risk your freedom to build up a budget. Whatever it may be. My number one reason why I think you should listen to independent music is because I am one. And someone already said it. They work hard. We work hard. This shit ain't easy. It's not easy to dedicate this much time to something that you don't make a lot of money for. Now, if and when you get to that point, then yes, it all pays off. It all makes sense. It makes sense. But I spent upwards close to $100,000 on my career as an artist over the span of it, at least somewhere around there. It takes when you take into account an outfit I bought to perform in, a microphone, a gas to a show, food when I was out of town, a hotel room, a CD, a beat, studio. I spent $100,000. That's a house. Some people don't have mortgages that's not that high. But they always have somewhere to live. I have these CDs. My number one reason that I think you should support independent artists is because I am one. It's because I live and breathe this shit. I know what it's like. And I know what they're going through too. I know what they're going through. I know majors go through shit or whatever, but one thing a lot of them ain't worried about is money. Thanks for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Episode 327, my top 10 reasons why you should fuck with independent music. Thanks to all the callers for tuning in to the show, man. Make sure you guys, the independent artists, y'all guys, if y'all trying to break y'all music in Atlanta or whatever, man, go out there and check the Homeboy Supreme them out there and Tia Cover them out there. Kamal's 21s, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? If you just like to see some fine chicks, I've been in there, trust me. There's only a couple of spots fucking with Kamal's. Yeah, he's probably the top 5 in the city. You know what I'm saying? So go out there and check these guys out. You feel what I'm saying? Shouts out again to everybody who had the Atlanta Underground Music Award. Shouts out to the winners. Shouts out to Kibo Gotti, Bama, Hum Hucky. Who else I know? G-Rail. Who else been on the show? I think those ones that won. It's other people that won that was in. Shout out to John Boy and all the guys that I seen there that, you know, they weren't even nominated or whatever. They were just like out blizzing what's happening. They came up to me and shouted out. Shout them y'all and hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Devaria. Maya J was there. A lot of people that's on the show, man. You know, was in the building. And, of course, my homie Glenwood Laylow. My homie Big Bully Streets was in the building. Who else? It was more people. Slim Gutter. You know what I mean? Chico Stamped In. Them guys over there. Big Wayne from Throwbacks over there. Them guys. Ran into them dudes. You know what I mean? Rain Child. Of course, I ran into Tia Cover. Connie from Rising Stars. She interviewed us on the red carpet. Shouts out to her. Who else? If I forget, it doesn't matter anyway. Everybody, man, that was there, man, it really popped off. It really was a good look at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I'd like to see more shows like that in more places. You know what I mean? But, again, man, this grind, this ain't built for the wicked. It's easy to go out and be a D-boy because you get money. It's a reason. Money good. You're seeing that money. You're seeing the fruits of your labor every night. Or whatever you do, you pick up whenever you, you know what I'm saying? You know, re up or whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever you flip it. But at the end of the day, this shit here, you may never see the true reward. You may never make it. And you still have to get up and go to the studio and write that song and go do that show and all that shit, and you don't even know if you're going to make it. It's a gamble.
you about that pack on me, you know you got damn drop that motherfucker and come back. You know that money coming in the motherfucker, folks don't kick your dough in. You know it's gonna happen, you know it's gonna jump. You don't know this shit with music. So it takes dedication, you understand what I'm saying? And so that's why it's my number one reason that I feel like you should fuck with an independent artist, man, because I fuck with anybody who believes in something that hard. You know what I mean? And you should too. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show, man. I really appreciate you. Had a good time, man. We'll be back tomorrow. I'll probably crank this up way up, you know what I'm saying? Get some spins on for the artists, you know what I mean? But shout out to everybody who called into the show and hung out with me. And shout out to all the callers, man. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio, at K100_radio. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blizzom. If you want to support an artist, go ahead and download my mobile app. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. Blizzom, B-L-I-Z-M on the App Store. Blizzom on the App Store. You feel me? All right. We're getting ready to get up out of here, man. Thanks for tuning to the show. K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. Holla.